Okay. All right, you ready? Okay. Even though I'll just blame my mother, my family, my boss, the government, past lives, traffic, money, all the ways, fear is a part of everything.
Everything.
It's in every system, every teaching,
every story.
Fear.
Fear.
Yeah, I'll just blame my mom.
My
childhood.
My
experiences.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could have a bigger perspective?
Fear
is somehow
in the divine plan.
Like all negative emotion.
What if it wasn't so personal?
What if I'm here
to filter
fear?
The way I filter
air,
food,
water,
information.
What if I'm here
to absolutely
experience fear
and
choose
my thoughts anyway?
What if fear
is a natural part
of the setup
and I get the choice
of letting it lead
or simply noticing it
and choosing my own
actions,
thoughts,
words.
I want to make friends
with my emotional body.
No, I don't.
I want to get rid of it.
I've been believing.
I would be more successful.
Smarter.
Younger.
If I could get rid of
my emotional body.
It's like the boogeyman.
The bad guy
in the movie.
And it victimizes me.
What if I changed my perspective?
What if I could be okay with
fear?
What if I could feel fear?
Breathe through fear.
Ask for help if I need it.
And choose
even in awareness
of the fear.
Overwhelm.
That's just itty bitty fear.
Anger.
That's just hot fear.
That people are going to hurt me.
Don't like me.
Aren't doing the right thing.
Resentment.
That's just polished fear.
That it'll never be fair.
All the ways.
Fear
is part of the divine order.
It really is.
I want to see fear
differently.
I want to be
the best filter
of fear
that I can be.
I'm going to experience
fear.
I live on a very violent planet
with a lot of crazy people.
With very old systems of government,
insurance,
business,
with all kinds of consciousness levels.
I'm in a human body
that can get sick,
injured,
that can actually crave
things that hurt it.
I'm here on this planet,
and fear exists.
And I want to be in choice.
I want to be conscious.
Experience fear.
And move forward
for myself.
Anyway.
I've tried for decades
to medicate my emotional body,
to drink it down,
eat it down,
curse it down,
shop it down,
sleep it down,
all the ways.
That just is not working.
I want a different relationship
with my emotional body.
No, I don't.
All the times
I've witnessed other people
in big emotion
emotion.
And it frightened me.
And it hurt me.
And it shocked me.
And I swore
I would never be like that.
All the ways I'm afraid
of intense emotion.
Even great happiness.
Doesn't really feel comfortable.
I want to begin today
to have a different experience,
a different perspective
of my emotional body.
Good.
Good.
Bad.
Bad.
Happy.
Happy.
Sad.
Sad.
I can't get rid of the emotions.
They're not leaving.
They're not going anywhere.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I tried a different approach?
If I became
a good steward
of my emotional body.
I don't know what that would look like.
I don't know what that would feel like.
But I'm willing to explore.
I'm willing to explore
that negative emotion exists
and will continue to exist.
And my goal
is to be aware of it
and choose
not to agree
that I'm a victim
anyway.
I want to choose
peace.
I want to feel safe
with my emotional body,
with God,
and with others.
I want to know what it's like
to trust me,
to live on planet Earth,
and feel good
about me
anyway.
Okay, big breath.